CPR News, I'm Mike Lamp. Rain and cooler weather today should help fire crews working on the NCAR fire near Boulder. Meanwhile, safety officials are hearing complaints that the initial evacuation area for the fire was larger than necessary and frustrating for nearby residents. Boulder Fire and Rescue says officials don't have precise control over who receives evacuation orders from the emergency alert system they use. Public Information Officer Mario Washburn.
So that's not us pushing the button and saying this exact mapping area. It's us pushing the button and then the cell phone tower is determining what towers they need to activate in order to get the message to reach within that area.
Fire crews are making progress, but people nearby could see smoke from the fire for another week or so. A storm today could improve fire conditions and bring snow to the high country. Denver 7 Chief Meteorologist Mike Nelson.
Fairly moist Pacific storm, but it's also going to be a fairly fast mover. So a storm like that will drop 6 to 12 inches of snow in the mountains. But in advance of a storm, as it crosses the Great Basin, to get the gusty south wind. And that was prompting the dry conditions on the eastern plains. So call it a draw. In advance of the storm, you get the fire danger, and then it goes by, and you'll get some moisture coming in.
The Colorado Supreme Court says part of the state's law on harassment and bullying is unconstitutional. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
Lawmakers modified the harassment law in 2015 to criminalize cyberbullying. The measure was named after a Colorado teen who attempted suicide after being bullied on social media and the internet. However, the court struck down the law's phrasing about speech that's, quote, intended to harass. They say it's too broad and restricts protected speech, to which one of the law's backers, Senator Rhonda Field, says,
"You've just given the argument to an offender who will just use that to continue that behavior."
The court's ruling still prohibits communication that threatens bodily injury or property damage or is obscene. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
There's more Colorado news at CPR.org. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.